I was in a Kenner restaurant that had once clearly been a Pizza Hut, but is now called Little Chinatown. I was eating lamb, stir-fried with leeks and chili peppers, and sipping iced tea. From my booth, the window framed a view just across the parking lot of Shish Kebab House, where only the day before, I'd had a lunch of hummus and shawarma. God bless America, I thought, reaching my chopsticks for a little more Cantonese lamb. And thank you for Kenner, Louisiana. This is a time for gratitude, and in that spirit, I'm giving thanks for immigrant families who made their homes here, opened restaurants, and, in doing so, brought to food-obsessed New Orleans some entirely new obsessions. I'm giving thanks in particular for the oh-so-American landscape of suburban Kenner, for setting the framework to see so many of them together. While I ate at Little Chinatown on Williams Boulevard, I was a block away from Nola Desi Kitchen for fiery Pakistani curries, and Pollos a la Brasas for Latin-style rotisserie chicken. Brazilian, Vietnamese, Honduran, Palestinian, Mexican. These flavors are all just down the street or around the corner. On their own, each is a humble little joint. Together, they stand for the joy of living in a place that continues to draw new people from around the world with their talents, their stories, their flavors. A century ago in New Orleans, the scene would have been set in the French Quarter, then a hub for Italian immigrants. Their legacy remains such a potent part of modern New Orleans cooking, you'd think red gravy was an indigenous natural resource. Today in Kenner, the story is polyglot and jumbled together, under the roar of jets lifting off at the airport, underscoring the feeling of people in motion, of global connectedness. It's not picturesque, not until you look down at your plate. And then, it is beautiful. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty.
Body, let's sing, let freedom ring. Let's all pitch in. We got to do our thing. Make a better world.